Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. I hope you're having a great start to your Monday. Yesterday, Ed Travers and Brian Wolf led our teaching time as we continued in our God Is series and this reality that God is worthy of our worship. So today, I'm just going to share something with you for my devotional time. I've been going through the Psalms, which has just been really good for my heart personally, staying connected to the Lord and watching some of the things that David and some of the other Psalm writers obviously went through, living in the ups and the downs of this COVID season. But one of the things that I've noticed during this last 8 to 10 weeks of this COVID crisis is, you know, ministry really hasn't slowed down all that much. There have been a number of folks who've had weddings and who have had funerals in this crisis, and with contact being minimized, they've had to really minimize their normal plans, certainly in weddings for ceremony, and many instances those just been pared back to family. And then the same in funeral situations. Sometimes a few more extended family were able to come, but those have been pared back to just a few people as well. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I've noticed in that is sometimes it simplifies what the purpose of the event is. And I hate for anybody to miss out on their dream, right? I know young ladies and young men dream about their wedding day and the fun and the friends and everything that goes into that. And at the same time, an unintended consequence sometimes brings an unintended benefit. And the benefit is that instead of it being about the ceremony, it's about the matrimony. And in a funeral, sometimes we get so worried about everybody else and their reaction and making sure everybody has an opportunity to express their feelings that as a family, you can forget about the emotional resilience that's necessary when one of your loved ones passes on. And so you just need to connect and rely heavily, both on the Lord and on one another as a family unit. And so, again, an unintended consequence becomes an unintended benefit. And Psalm 105 talks about the children of Israel whenever they leave Egypt and head out to the promised land. And he recounts, the writer does, he recounts what happens at Mount Horeb. One of the things that the writer points out is that the people of Israel, they quickly forget. Every time God meets their needs, they are quick to forget. And Eugene Peterson in The Message says that they provoked God with their insistent demands, that he gave them exactly what they asked for, but along with it, they got an empty heart. And I think for me, one of the things that God is teaching me, certainly in this crisis, is how much I need spirit-produced patience. Not just disciplined patience, where you work hard, where you look at yourself in the mirror and say the same thing 10 times to yourself, you know, be patient, you know. But more of a spirit-produced patience that really flows out of that source that God is enough, that you can rely on him in times of crisis and rely on his promises. Peterson says there that they cast in metal a bull calf at Horeb. They worshiped the statue they made, obviously referring to when Moses was up on the mountain and the people made the Baal calf whenever Moses came down from the mountain, found them worshiping it. And then he says this, he says, they traded the glory for a cheap piece of sculpture. And I just reflected on what a bad trade that was, to trade the glory of God for something that is handmade, human-made. And so it's easy to be critical of them. But the question that came up for me was, where in my life, where in our lives do we trade the glory of God for useless, kind of man-made stuff? Where are we running for comfort or approval during this time, instead of asking God to create Spirit-produced patience in us. So as we head into Monday of another week, and obviously Memorial Day, we're so grateful on this day for the people who have served our country well and paid ultimate sacrifices for our country. And it's a country that, quite frankly, we tend to take for granted, a blessing that comes from God that we tend to take for granted at times. It's just good for us maybe to sit for a minute and ask God that He would produce in us what we can't produce in ourselves as this crisis, even though the country's beginning to open up, just kind of feels like it continues to extend forward. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, as we begin another week, and certainly on a day like today, Lord, there's gratitude in our hearts. Gratitude for where we live, for the country that we live in, for the opportunity that we have to worship together. But Lord, I do pray, God, that the freedom that we have, the not just national sense of freedom, but the freedom that we have in Christ, that we wouldn't take that for granted, that we wouldn't develop this sense of spiritual entitlement, that we wouldn't make those insistent demands over and over and over again of You. But God, but You would help us be grateful for what we've got, that You would produce a patience in us that we cannot produce in ourselves, that we would rely on You, that we wouldn't make a bad trade, that we wouldn't give up Your glory for useless handmade idols that are certainly prevalent in our world. I want you to take the opportunity now to pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope that you have a great start to your week, and that you'll take the opportunity once again to join us tomorrow. God bless.